Mind-blowing generosity. Mike Cernovich helps raise $238,000 for Los Angeles fire victims. By Amy Furr on January 13, 2025. Journalist Mike Cernovich's effort to help victims of the Los Angeles area fires is getting tons of support. The author and filmmaker's GiveSendGo fundraiser was started by him donating $10,000 of his own money, the Gateway Pundit reported on Saturday. His goal was to reach $50,000, but people who wanted to join the effort have gone above and beyond that amount. As of Monday morning, the page has raised $238,422. Related, touring St. Andrew's Catholic School Recovery Center. The first $10,000 is coming from the Cernovich family. We will be purchasing supplies for those impacted by the recent fires in California. Others have asked how they can support our efforts. 100% of net proceeds will go to direct aid and relief, the fundraiser said. Cernovich and his family live in Orange County. In a social media post on Sunday, Cernovich said, "Mind-blowing generosity, thank you. Zero of this will hit my accounts. As donations clear, we'll be coordinating with GiveSendGo to get it directly to the Dream Center as a couple other groups helping fire victims directly." The Pundit article noted that although Los Angeles is home to many wealthy people, there are numerous people considered lower and middle class who have spent their entire lives working for the privilege of owning their own home. The fires have destroyed over 12,000 structures and burned over 60 square miles. Related, opposite Rick Caruso's Palisades Village Mall, everything is destroyed. As of Monday morning, the wildfires had killed at least 24 people, according to the Associated Press, AP. In all, four fires have consumed more than 62 square miles, 160 square kilometers, an area larger than San Francisco. The Eaton Fire near Pasadena and the Palisades Fire, in a wealthy enclave along the Pacific Coast, alone accounted for 59 square miles, nearly 153 square kilometers, the article said. Each fire had some containment, which increased over the weekend, it noted.